Lazarus come forth, chapter 59. Martha and Mary downheartedly walk through their home. Martha and Mary, who are they? Oh, come, you know. Turn again to chapter 52. You can read there that the Lord Jesus had three faithful friends in Bethany. They were Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Now you remember, don't you? But why are Martha and Mary so dejected? Their brother is sick, seriously sick. You can be sure they have nursed their brother faithfully. They have supplied him with all the necessary things. They have surrounded him with all their love. But all their faithful care is of no use. Lazarus is getting worse very rapidly. If there is no change, it will go amiss for Lazarus. When they leave the room where he is lying, they sigh. Each time they anxiously look up the road. Each time their faces show signs of extreme disappointment. It seems as though they expect someone. Yes, boys and girls, this is true. They are looking forward to the arrival of the Lord Jesus, their friend. Does he know Lazarus is sick? Certainly. They sent someone to Perea with the message, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." And now they hope Jesus will come to Bethany in time. You can believe they counted the hours. But Jesus does not come. According to their calculations, he already could have been there. They are waiting, waiting. Their hearts are beating with fear because their brother is failing very fast. He is dying. They can see it. But if Jesus would come, he still could be cured. However, Lazarus dies, and Jesus did not come. Oh, probably, and they are hoping Jesus still will come. The young man of Nain and the daughter of Jairus were both raised to life by him. And would he not be able to raise Lazarus from the dead? They have no doubt about it. Slowly, the hours pass by. Preparations are being made to carry him to the grave. In the Oriental lands, the dead are buried the same day in which they die. They cannot do otherwise because it is so warm there. A few hours later, Lazarus is carried toward the grave. Because they were well-to-do, they had their own grave. They put the lifeless body in the grave. The heavy stone is rolled before the opening, and everyone returns home. In the evening of that day, two deeply sorrowing women sit together. They have lost the support of their lives. You can believe they shed many tears. No doubt many questions arose in their thoughts. Why didn't Jesus come? If he had come immediately, he would have been here on time. What is the reason why he did not come? Probably you too are asking the same question. Didn't the Lord Jesus receive the message from Bethany? Oh yes, he did. As soon as he had received this sad message, he answered, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Jesus knew it, but he remained two full days at the place where he was. Finally, he says to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." With great surprise, his disciples stare at him. "Go to Judea?" No, and they have no desire to do so. It is so dangerous for the Lord Jesus in Judea. Didn't the Pharisees want to stone him the last time they were there, and when he was in the temple? And now, does he again want to expose himself to that great danger? They remind their master of this event. It is as though they would say, "Master, don't do it. You will bring your life into danger." "Ah," the Lord Jesus answered, "as long as I am here upon the earth, I shall do the work I must do, the work which my Father sent me to do." A little later, the Lord said, "Lazarus, our friend, sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Again, it is something which the disciples could not understand. Therefore, they answer, "Lord, if he sleepeth, he will regain his health." And isn't this true? If a seriously sick person falls into a peaceful sleep, it is generally a sign of recovery. But here the Lord Jesus does not mean a natural sleep, but the sleep of death. That is why he says, "Lazarus sleepeth." Afterward, the Savior says plainly, "Lazarus is dead." He makes himself ready to journey towards Bethany. The disciples notice their master is determined to go to this dangerous place, Judea. They look at one another, shrug their shoulders, and follow him submissively. Thomas, one of the disciples, says to the other disciples in a discouraged manner, "Let us also go with him, and that we may die with him." With downcast countenances and heavy hearts, and they follow their master on his dangerous journey into Judea. Come, in our thoughts we will return to Martha and Mary. They miss their beloved brother so much. Day after day goes by, but Jesus, their friend, does not come. Do you know who does come? Let us read what the Word of God says. "Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary." Which Jews? The Jews from the vicinity and from the city of Jerusalem, which is only a half-hour walk from Bethany. From this we can see Lazarus was a man who was well known. He also was known in Jerusalem. His friends and acquaintances have heard that Lazarus had died, and now they go to visit Martha and Mary to comfort those two deeply bereaved women. The house of the deceased is full. The one says this, and the other says something else. Suddenly, Martha gets up and hastily goes outside. For what reason? She hears that Jesus is coming and now hurries to meet him. Mary remains in the house. Some people think she did not hear the news Jesus was coming. Others say she did hear, but she was too sad to go to meet Jesus. Whatever may be the reason, Mary remained seated while Martha went out speedily. Look, she meets the Lord Jesus. "Lord," she says, "if thou hadst been here before my brother died, thou wouldst have cured him. He would not have died." She secretly hopes the Lord Jesus will help her. Yes, she believes in the almighty power of the Lord, because she knows he is the Son of God, the Messiah. Hear what she says. "I know God will give thee everything thou askest for." It is as though she said, "Even if it is impossible for us as people, for thee nothing is too wonderful. Your brother shall rise again," Jesus says to her. She immediately answers, "Yes, Lord, that I know. He shall rise in the day of judgment." Jesus' answer resounds, "I am the resurrection and the life." The Lord means, "Martha, I am the God of heaven and earth. I am Lord of death and life. Do you believe this?" Without hesitating and with a glad glow in her eyes, she exclaims, "Yea, Lord, I believe. I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God." Do you hear this? Do you believe it also? Oh, surely you do believe it with your mind, but do you also believe it with your heart? Martha not only said this, but also believed this with her whole soul. The Lord Himself gave her this true saving faith. After this, Martha returns to her home and secretly tells her sister, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." When Mary heard this, she arose and hastily went outside. The many Jews who sat with her in the room also arose and followed her. They thought Mary was going to the grave to weep. But Mary does not go to the grave, but to Jesus. When Mary sees the Lord, she burst into sobbing. She falls upon her knees before Him and says sorrowfully, "Oh, if thou hadst come sooner, my brother would not have died." The Jews, seeing the deeply grieved Mary weeping, also begin to weep. It is a pathetic moment. Deeply affected, the Lord Jesus asks softly, "Where have you laid him?" He means, "Where is his grave?" Together, they go to the place where the body of the deceased rests. They soon stand at the closed family vault. Deep silence reigns, which is only interrupted by the sobs of the two sisters and the wailing of the Jews. But look, Jesus weeps also. In this, we can see the Lord Jesus was truly man. The grief of those who are there also causes him to be sad. Some of the Jews who are standing there cannot understand this. They mumble, "If he thought so much of Lazarus, why didn't he see to it that his friend had not died? Didn't he open the eyes of the man who was born blind?" Hidden reproach lies in these words. It also shows the recent healing of the man who was born blind has made a deep impression upon them. Upon this, Jesus does not answer. He walks closer to the grave and says to Martha, "Take ye away the stone." Martha looks at him in surprise and answers hesitatingly, "Lord, should we really do that? His body is already decaying, for he has lain 4 days in the grave." Because the climate is so warm there, the bodies of the dead decay very quickly. "Martha," comes from the mouth of the Lord, "didn't I tell you, and that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Yes. Now Martha no longer dares refuse. Upon her command, the stone is rolled away from the grave's opening. The Lord Jesus lifts his eyes toward heaven and says, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I am glad also for this people that thou always hearest me." Why is the Lord Jesus glad? Oh, it could be that the Jews who are standing there will now believe in him. Perhaps they will now acknowledge him as the Messiah, as the Son of David who was to come. In the meantime, it became exceedingly quiet. In the greatest suspense, The Jews wait to see what will now take place. In many hearts, the thought arises, can he do that? Can he? Suddenly, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And then, Lazarus comes out. A white form appears in the dark opening of the grave. His hands and feet, his face, yes, his entire body is wound with grave clothes. But he is alive. How is it possible? Do you see the boundless astonishment on the faces of the Jews? They can hardly believe it, but they must believe it, for they see it happening before their eyes. Calmly, Jesus commands, "Loose him and let him go." Immediately, a few men hasten forward, and Lazarus is freed from the annoying bandages. Lazarus, risen from the dead, returns homeward with his sisters and is followed by a great multitude. What do you think? Were Martha and Mary glad? I really don't have to ask that question. It can be seen in the happy and beaming eyes of the two women. This is the third person who was raised from the dead by Jesus. The daughter of Jairus was raised after she was dead a short time. And the young man of Nain was raised when they were carrying him to the grave. But Lazarus arose from the dead after he had lain in the grave 4 days. The Jews had said scornfully, "Show us a sign. Prove to us you are truly the Messiah." Here they have a sign, because what has taken place no one but God can do. This wonder of God was a clear proof the prophet of Nazareth was truly God's son. Boys and girls, you also lie dead in sins and trespasses, not natural death, but spiritual death. You can do nothing to the honor of God. But the same Jesus who raised Lazarus after 4 days from his natural death can raise you from your spiritual death. He can cause life to enter your soul. Oh, ask for this often. It would be such an unspeakable privilege if the voice of the Savior would resound in your souls, "Awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead." May the Lord grant this to you.